Okay, so a new topic. We're going to now discuss silos which are relevant to insurance. Yumi, you're here in spirit.
We'll find out.
Maybe he knew what was going to talk about. Okay, so the first shaila, and you'll see some connection to the previous topic. Eventually you'll see the connection, maybe not tonight. But we'll start with general shaila's insurance. There's lots of interesting shaila's involved in insurance the industry. So the first shaila is like this. Reuven's driving along happily in his rental car. For many of the companies, you can mention Avis, Hertz, or whatever you like. And Shimon comes along and is negligent in his action, and he damages Reuven's car. Well, Reuven's rental car. Now, the rules of the rental company is that when the car gets damaged, then you have to return it back to the rental company, and they're going to send it off to the manufacturer of the car, which is in Tel Aviv, not necessarily the manufacturer of the car, but the agents over there, the official, if it's a Renault, the official Renault representative in Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to fix it. Now, how does they fix it? So if there's a scratch on the door, what they do, they send it off, they don't fix the scratch, and take the door off, and they put a new door on it. That's what they do.
Okay. It's good service.
That's how they make money.
Now let's put some figures on this. Shimon damaged Reuven's car. Shimon says, I'll take it to the local mechanic down the road, and he's estimated to fix such a scratch cost 500 shekels. Okay? Now, take it back to the insurance, the rental company, then send it off, they change the door, that shall change the door, may cost around 5,000 shekels, a new door. And Reuven's going to have to pay towards that 5,000 shekels, which is 1,200 shekels, let's say, 1,300 shekels towards the 5,000 shekels. That's part of his deductible. That he has to contribute.
So now he doesn't have to pay for the whole door.
Hmm?
He doesn't have to pay for the whole board.
Yeah, because it's under insurance.
Okay.
Insurance. The rental company has insurance. They send it off. It costs 5,000 shekels. The insurance paid for it. But you have to pay deductible. Who has to pay deductible? The renter called Reuven.
Right.
Now, how much does Shimon have to pay Reuven? Do you go after how much the value is to fix it down the road, which is 500 shekels, or do you go after how much Reuven's out of pocket? He's out of pocket, not 500 shekels, he's out of pocket 1200 shekels. So now we have a case, a few times this happened in Beis Din, such a claim. Reuven is saying, hey, you have to pay 1200 shekels, because that's what I lost through your negligence, which you agree is negligence, and you damage the car. And Shimon said, look, I can fix it by taking it down the road to the mechanic. 500 shekels. So.
Is he allowed to do that?
You can ask.
Would insurance think they're allowed to fix it?
No, they don't allow him to fix it.
You could ask a question a different way then.
Hmm?
You could ask a question a different way.
Okay, ask it in a different way.
Let's say there was no.
Reuven hired the car.
Let's say there's no Shimon.
There's no what?
There's no Shimon. Reuven hired the car and he damaged
it. There's no Shimon.
How much does he have to pay the hire company?
So the answer is that when he rented the car, he signed a contract. And in the contract it says, if it gets damaged, you have to return the car to us, we'll fix it, and you have to pay the deductible to fix it.
Shimon has to.
According to? The contract that you signed.
Shimon has to pay what Reuven is out of pocket. Just like if you slug somebody who has a heart condition, and normally he wouldn't feel very, you have to take it as it is. And Reuven signed the contract, that car had to be fixed by the company. That's the matzah that Shimon founded it, so it's out of pocket. That's
what we, we learned value goes by what you can fix it locally. We had, I think, a previous case like that, where with Dr. Stern also, right? We said it has to go by whatever the local rate is, the cheapest way you can get it.
Okay, so we've got now Machlokas. You're Shimon and you're Reuven.
No, but that's not saying. Yes. That's more only if Reuven owns the car.
It's Reuven's car. We're throwing the wrench in here with insurance.
He has the choice. He can send it to local manufacturer drivers. But no, you've got hours and back to run. I'll have it done properly by the manufacturer.
He has no choice.
But that's not choice. He doesn't have a choice. So therefore,
why can
the damage,
do you look at the damage of the car or the damage of the pocket?
That's mazik. That's a different thing, right?
So you're mazik. So ask him, are you hyped to pay for mazik?
He damaged Ruben's extent of 5,000 shekels or whatever the
pay. You know what else? He is a mazik. Because the car and he are attached like the other mazik.
Yes. A mazik is chayiv on shogeg the onus as well. Even if it's onus, it's chayiv. Yeah, so if so, you can say, well, he didn't know it's a rental car. Okay, so what does that mean? He's an onus on the 700 shekels. He's a pesheya on the 500 shekels. An onus on the other 700 shekels. Also get rid of it. But Adam and Mazik chayiv even the onus. So therefore, you Mazik 1200 shekels.
Somebody pushes me into your table and it breaks, I'm chayiv?
That's not called onus.
What is it called?
That's called the other person has been mazik. You're just a hammer.
Oh, so what's onus?
Onus was when I damage without...
Without intending.
Without intending to do a trip negligence in my action.
Oh, so if I trip on your table and I break it, then I'm okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we already know the dayan. I certainly didn't get it right.
No, I didn't get it right. So the
answer
is like this.
Well, I have an opinion.
You have an opinion, okay.
There are actually two things happening here. One is that you're damaging his property.
You're damaging his property, yes.
And then you're also damaging his pocket.
Yes.
So on the damage of the car, I have to pay for the value of what I damaged.
Yes.
The damage to his pocket is a grumma.
It's a grumma. Saying a grumma. Okay. Well, look at the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
Shulchan Aruch says like this. Shim sin ayin chesif tes it's a rosh, a tshuva it's a rosh. Imbar echot, rochet besusa, ma'ach echaver. If you have somebody riding on his horse, let's call him Shimon. He's riding on his horse and tailgating Reuven's horse in front of him. Upada besusha chaver, and Shimon bumped into Reuven's horse. But here comes the horse, and he damaged the horse. Chayv b'shalem, he's chayv to pay. Kol ma'at shishimu beistin shenifteh machlis hakazah. He is chayv to pay the whole value that the horse of Reuven went down through the damage. Afilu hoya susa mocha shalom b'chobin. Even if Reuven's horse, which was damaged, didn't belong to Reuven, it really belonged to the goy. And Reuben, who's actually hiring the goy's horse, ends up having to pay more than the actual value of the deterioration which was caused. He will have to pay more. The one who damaged Reuben's horse only has to pay the deterioration in the horse. It doesn't matter if the Reuven who's riding it will end up, his pocket's also damaged because the guy is going to say that you agreed to pay more in the event of damage. Doesn't matter. You only, a mazik only pays the value which it deteriorated in value. Why? Says the Mefarshim, because the damage of the pocket is called grumma.
That's the first.
It's called indirect damage.
Atamedai.
Why?
Because I didn't take your money, cut it in two, and threw it in the bin. That's called direct damage. I did an action which caused somebody else to take the money out of your pocket. That's called a step removed.
Now, wait a minute. Now I'm going to argue that. Okay. Now, But is Shimon subject to that contract?
Who made the contract?
Reuben
made the contract. Shimon, I have to. I have something to do with your contracts. Reuben, you made a contract with a guy to pay $1 million in event of something, at some events. It's my business, your contracts.
But everybody knows that when you're renting a car, there is
insurance. Very good. Says the Dogel Morava on the Shulchan Aruch, is this if Shimon, who bumped into Reuben's horse, knew that Reuben's horse belonged to the guy, and that the guy's going to charge more for the damage, and Shimon went into him, full knowing well in that was the case, then Shimon's chayv to pay for the loss of pocket as well. Why?
Then it's not grammar anymore.
Because that's not called grammar. That's called what the Chazal called gami. Which is what's gami? Gami is
less indirect than indirect.
It's indirect damage, which I do, one of the opinions, indirect damage which I do with knowledge of that causing that indirect damage. Your kavana.
Oh, but if it's the shogig?
If it's shogig, you'll be released.
So he has to adopt.
So therefore, in order for the devil or Ravona to apply in our case, it would be, is that Shimon, who's driving the car, sees that Reuben's car is rental. It's a big sign.
Which in Israel
car.
You see, in America you don't see.
You see that Reuben's car is rental.
Well, from the side, even.
The side
of the car?
Yeah.
Okay,
whatever. Small stuff. I don't know.
He sees it's rental, and he goes into him. Not for shogeg. With negligence, he goes into him.
Negligence,
which is a sign, he knew what he was doing. Car of the Mazes. And negligence, which involves a certain amount of kavanah, then we would have the dogma of the Siddish that you would also be chayav for the loss of pocket and something. But that wasn't the case, and therefore, he didn't do it for kavanah. You have to have two conditions. You have to know it's rental and actually do it for kavanah. Or no, that's negligence.
Hey God, not so fast.
You have to do it for kavanah. Not every car on the road is a rental.
No, but every rental car has insurance.
Yes. But what does kavanah mean? What does kavanah mean? It means I went into him. Knowing that going into him, for example.
He wanted to.
For example. I'll give you an example like this. For example. There's somebody who is. There's a bicycle. Or somebody who's opening their door without looking. Yes? They've got a parked car. Somebody's opening the door without looking. So, he's got two choices. The Shimon, who's got the car door now in front of him. Either he goes straight into the car door. Yeah? Or he swerves into...
another car.
Into the car. And he knows he's going to swerve into that car.
Right. He's right.
So he swerves into the car, but kavanah!
He's right.
So therefore he's chayav to pay the damage. And only that, if he knows that the car next to him is a rental car, he'll be chayav to pay for the loss of pocket as well.
Wouldn't the guy that opened the door be chayav to pay him?
Right, he's just a hammer.
He would if he would have got smashed into the door.
Oh, but not...
That's
I don't understand the distinction.
Yes.
Because I think you're making a distinction.
Yes.
That Shimon, over here in that first case, had no kavanah.
He was negligent.
He
was tailgating. And tailgating was too close, and suddenly they said, but that's not called kavanah. Kavanah means I do it with intention. Intention to mazik. I intend to be negligent, but I don't intend to be mazik. I tend to be tailgating, but I don't intend to actually damage the guy. No one would suggest that. It's not called kavanah. He's chayev.
But not for the out of
not for the groma. Groma, we need a very high level called kavanah.
That's what he said.
Why is negligence worse than kavanah? situation you described.
Kavodah means when I know what I am doing and I still go ahead and do it. No tailgating doesn't.
It should be
called nation.
Should be in an asylum.
That's all called kavodah. Less. Everyone agrees it's less. Okay. Now here's a shaila for Yumi. And I'm not going to answer it. So everyone can argue with Yumi when you see him. Talk it out with him. So we bastards, that Shimon, in most cases, is only going to have to pay for the value of fixing the car. 500 shekels, the loss of pockets, very unlikely he will get him, only in certain circumstances. Yes? So, he only pays 500 shekels, not the 1200 shekels, which Reuben has to pay for the deductible to insurance company, because it's a rental car. Okay. Now, what's Reuben going to do? He's now out of pockets. Okay, he's out of pockets. Now, Reuven goes to the back to rent a company. He asks him, What happens? Well, he says, if he says, Shimon went into me, he's not allowed. That we learned already a few weeks ago. He's not allowed to say, Shimon went to me, because by doing that, the insurance company are going to go chasing Shimon and stealing money for Shimon on behalf of Reuven. And Reuven can't steal money from Shimon because Shimon is not liable for that extra 700 shekels. Not. No. I am in the secular court, me Reuven, in the form of the insurance company, which is Osa, prosecuting Shimon, and I can't do that.
But it's a grammar. You're not doing
that. Not. You're over the Issa. You yourself are in the court of the secular court, which is Osa. Because the insurance company are you. Because they are representing you. And you are the secular court, which is Osa. Not grammar. You are there. And only that, they are taking money on behalf of you. So you are stealing the money. That's Osa. Already discussed it. So what's he going to do? Doesn't matter.
You can go to prison.
So that's what I'm saying. Now, what does Reuven do? Reuven, if he says... Reuven, what is he going to do? Reuven, if he says Shimon did it, he's not allowed to. If he says, I don't know who did it, okay, is he allowed to receive the insurance?
He's lying.
He's lying, but is he allowed to receive the insurance? That's the shir of lying. Lying, you're allowed to lie to protect the heaven. Okay. Is he stealing the insurance?
The question is also whether or not if he's not stealing it by taking it, does he have an obligation to return it because Hashem is Aveda?
Yeah, but we're asking bigger. We're asking that maybe he's not allowed to say that it happened, I don't know, because according to the klalim of insurance, we don't pay out if you tell us a case which wasn't true. Maybe the klalim of insurance says we don't pay anything if you don't tell us who really damaged. We're not going to pay out 5,000 shekels if we could be chasing Shimon to get our money back. Then the insurance are going to pay out when maybe they're not obligated to pay out, because maybe the rules and the contract insurance is we only pay out in the event where somebody else is negligent if you tell us the information. Exactly. So that's what we're asking. What does he do?
The insurance contract.
So what's he going to do? So maybe the only answer you have to speak to Yumi is exactly how the contract is written up between the renter and insurance. You have to work out. This shaila is based on how the contract is written up between the renter and insurance. But maybe the only answer in such a case is for Shimon to say, Reuven to say, hey, I'm paying for the whole lot. 5,000 shekels. Because that way, Shimon, he doesn't go after Shimon, which he's not allowed to. And that way, he's not stealing from the insurance company. And who's losing? Reuven. So we've got a situation. Reuven didn't do anything wrong.
And he's paid the whole thing. Why?
They shouldn't be over Issa Gezel in respect to Shimon. And also they shouldn't be over Issa Gezel in respect to the insurance company. Maybe he has to pay 5,000 shekels to avoid Gezel.
Simple solution. Reuven goes to the insurance company and he says, Magiali, whatever you're entitled to, the halacha, the rest I'm going to pay.
What do you mean, Abdullah?
We said that one of his parties of Roma is not entitled to.
Yes, he gets 500 shekels. He gets 500 shekels for Shimon, but the other 4,500 shekels he has to pay.
It's a good deal.
He can tell the truth.
But we won't know the answer to this question because Jimmy's not here.
Because the contract,
he can tell the truth. And if the insurance company takes more money than Shimon.
No, because the insurance company can only take money from Shimon if you sign your power over to them and they are representing you.
That is not accurate.
That is accurate.
I'll tell you what happens. He signs it over. Let me finish.
Yes.
He gives it over. He gives all his rights over to the insurance company. He gets nothing. He's
no.
Done. He sold his interest.
No. Not in this country. Not in this country. They come, the insurance company comes to the secular courts and the judge says, who are you? Well, I'm insurance company. No, so you've got no claim against Shimon, you're the insurance company. So who are you? So then they said, you know what? I'm Reuven! Ah, you're Reuven! Show that you're Reuven. Yes, I am representing Reuven. That's how it works in this country.
But you
are representing Reuven.
Reuven can go to the insurance company, sign over all rights he has against Shimon, and now he's not involved. So we'll do a patent.
Okay. If the patent works.
It works.
Secularly in this country.
It does.
If the insurance company agrees to such.
Why can't Reuven give the money to Shimon? The insurance will take him.
What?
Why can't Reuven give Shimon the money that they'll take from him?
Reuven gives Shimon what? Reuven got that.
Meaning if Reuven tells the insurance company that Shimon did it to him,
yes.
They're going to go after Shimon for
$1,200?
$4,500?
That's
how much.
Shimon, so sometimes yes, sometimes no, so therefore that's
it. Might not be something you didn't
No, the only insurance you have to have in this country is Betuach Chovah, which is only physical injury to somebody.
By the way, it doesn't help.
It doesn't help
your halacha.
He could have scratched Reuven's car with his bicycle.
By the way.
Hmm? You could say he could have scratched it with his bike or the same difference.
Yeah.
Because they
didn't
have to be.
Yeah.
By the way, the insurance, that solution wouldn't work anyway. He'd still be in the exact same boat.
No, because insurance against insurance is less of a problem.
No, but he's raising his premiums, which he's not entitled to.
We shouldn't listen to the tapes. I assume to raise his premium in an indirect way to protect yourself is okay.
No problem.
So what we need to do, instead of paying $5,000, he could let Shimon's guy fix the car for $500.
And then he signed the contract, and then buy
the car from the insurance, from the car rental. Keep the car.
Okay, come on. Now we're up from 5,000 seconds, we've gone up to 10,000 seconds. Come on.
And then he could sell the car.
What's the problem?
Don't drive cars in this country.
What's the problem with Shimon not telling the insurance company having it fixed?
Because he signed the contract.
They won't know.
That's a man. He signed the contract.
He's not injured.
It's Gezel.
That's not Gezel.
It is.
No.
I'm allowed. You're allowed to rent this car only when you fill these conditions.
And let me ask you. I'm serious. Let's assume he goes and fixes it. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. He brings it in. It's beautiful. Everything's nice. And he paid 500 shekels. Where's the problem?
The only answer is like this. If you fix the car, Shimon fixes the car.
Okay.
Yeah? Not Reuven. And he tells the insurance company that there was a damage and was fixing this mechanic. Are you happy with it or you're not happy with it? If they're not happy with it, they're just going to replace the door again.
He's going to give the car back the next day.
You can have it taken. If it's a scratch, you can have it taken care of.
It's a problem to break the tenorium
of the contract. No, but
they have to show that they were damaged. How were they damaged?
You broke the conditions. It doesn't matter.
That's not damage.
Doesn't matter. Not damage. It's to do with Gezel.
Where's the Gezel?
You're only allowed to rent the car if it rains today.
If you steal something
that's Gezel. If it doesn't rain, you're not allowed to rent the car.
And if you steal something,
you're breaking the condition.
And if you steal something, it's not even worth a shavipute or nothing.
You're over Issa Gezel. Okay, how much you have to pay is another thing, but you're over Issa Gezel. You're asking, is it mutter? I say it's not mutter.
I'm saying at some point, it's not mutter. Bichlal, and they lost nothing.
Fine, so it's Osir, there's some Gezel. Do you have to pay? You are saying you don't have to pay.
What's the guy supposed to do?
So we have to speak to Yumi. Maybe it's not a problem the way the contract is set up. Maybe there's no problem in just saying.
If it is a problem, what would you have to do?
Have it fixed, bring it back to the insurance company 2 days later.
He's rented it for 3 more days.
Okay, we'll talk about it with Yumi next week, because Yumi will be back, and he'll tell us.
It's very unusual that a rental company would require that. Usually they either require you to fix it, or they assess the damage, and they make you pay, and they leave the damage on the car anyway.
They always do. The rental company send it off to the head.
What's he supposed to do?
It's a little bit dead.
In the real life, what is the guy supposed to do?
In the real
life, I can't answer until I've spoken to Yumi what the situation is.
If you want
to
know,
I'm just saying it's something you need to think about. How does it work?
He wants to know real life. In real life, I can tell you. What people should do in real life is take another 2 days, however long it takes to fix it.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Next Shiloh. Next Shiloh.
Next
Shiloh. Let's move on. Okay. Okay, another car rental. Narco. In this particular case, Shimon borrowed his car of his neighbor. Okay, Reuven. Neighbor's car. Shimon was allowed to, according to insurance, his neighbor was able to use it. And he damaged it in his use. Okay. So now, Reuven, in order to fix the car, he activated his insurance. And he got it fixed. Now he comes to Kamen Basin. And he comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, I want you to pay, not for fixing the car, that got fixed by the insurance. I want you to pay for the deductible which I had to pay. Let's say 1,200 shekels which I had to pay. Yeah? Plus, now I've got a higher premium.
You just talked about premium, you said forget
about it. Right, yeah. Higher premium.
Right.
I want you also to pay for the high premium.
It's a Roma though, isn't it?
No.
So, is Shimon the one who damaged the car mechuyev to pay for the deductible and the high premium?
I don't think he's mechuyev to pay for the higher premium, but I think he's mechuyev to pay for the entire damage, not only the deductible. Because the fact that he got reimbursed by insurance is unrelated to the damage.
The insurance covers whoever.
What according to halacha is Shimon chayev to pay? Let's say he damaged the car 10,000 shekels. Yes? And now insurance was activated and fine. But without insurance, what is Shimon chayev to pay? 10,000 shekels. Now, Reuven managed
to reduce it.
How much did he reduce it by?
A lot.
How much did he reduce it by?
8,800
8,800 shekels down, and there's only left 1,200 shekels. Yeah? That's how you reduced it. Yes? So, does Shimon have to pay that 1,200 shekels? That's one question. And does he have to now pay the premium, which is now going to be higher every year? Yeah? What's the logic? Now, what would you say?
Well, there's no question that 1,200 shekel he has to pay.
No question, 1,200 shekel he has to pay.
And the premium, too.
Well, no, the premium's I'm paying you to be able to purchase things in the future. Why should I have to do that?
Because you got a benefit of...
from the insurance that was already there, not that it's going to be in the future.
But it's still taking it out of this pocket. So
no, it's not.
Back to the Grumman there.
You know, I'm not telling you to buy insurance tomorrow. You can stop buying
insurance.
Without
insurance.
That's your problem.
You should be in the car accident and then someone else is pulled. The other person
why did
pay
he?
Higher premiums anyway. It's never going to happen.
Does he have to pay the premium or not? No, yes. What do you say? Yes. Why? What logic?
What's the logic?
What's the logic?
That's the damage you caused out of pocket.
It's the we just said you only have to pay damage to the car. So how much do you damage the car?
10,000 shekels.
10,000 shekels. But now, does he pay 10,000 shekels or 12,000 shekels or the premium or the 12,000? What does he pay?
Well, he didn't tie it for 10,000, but he could have tied it for 10,000.
No, he could have signed. He will sign.
So you're saying he's entitled 10,000, but it'd be nice to say 1,200 plus the let's say 3,000.
I think what the Diane is trying to drive us here is very good. If I read you correctly, either he pays the whole 10, or he pays the 1,200 plus the premiums. That's the way I would read it.
He has to pay 1,200.
So basically what you're saying is that the reduction which Reuven managed to receive is nothing to do with the Muzik, really.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
And therefore Reuven come along and said, that's I could claim 10,000. I may give you a good deal. Just pay 3,300. That's what you're saying. Yeah, 3,300. The deductible plus the premium. That's what I'm saying. Better I could create 10,000. I'm making a deal. I give you a halacha. That's a 3,300. Okay. Let's look at a Gemara. Yes?
What's the difference between this and someone who damages somebody else's car?
Somebody else's
what? Damaging somebody else's car. Not you drove his car and damaged it.
Fine. What's the
difference?
Because he's insured. Shimon himself is under the insurance of Reuven. Reuven driving it and damaged it according to
Shimon's not the insured. It's Reuven
that it covers also Shimon.
Yeah, it covers Shimon.
Yeah, so it's not somebody who went to Reuven's car. It's like Reuven damaging it.
Before you go on.
What? Means that the contractual, even he goes to the contract, says Shimon was driving the car and he got damaged. Fine, they'll say Shimon does not have to pay. We, according to the insurance and how he signs, we in insurance have to pay plus the deductible.
Okay, and if somebody drives into your car, it's the same thing.
No, it's not. Right? Because we don't give hanocha to Shimon because Shimon wasn't covered.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
The insurance company wanted to chase Shimon because they can get their money back from Shimon. In the case when Shimon borrows the car, they can't get money back from Shimon. Because that was the agreement they signed with Reuven, that whoever drives your car is like you yourself, and we can't get the money back. All we can get from you is deductible. But suddenly he bans into your car. We didn't make an agreement then to say you only have to pay the deductible. We want to chase him to get all the money. That's the difference between the two cases.
Just before we go on,
yes.
The answer might be, before you lend the car, you tell him, if there's an accident, this is what's going to happen, he agrees.
Oh, yeah. That's not the case.
Also, a problem for Avishim, you can listen, you heard about Knossos, Asmachtas, whether you can make, yes, Asmachtas, Machayiv themselves and things which halachically they're not Machayiv, it's called Asmachtas. Think about it, I'm sure about that as well. Now, says the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Harry Eli, Ola. Somebody says, I'm going to bring an Ola to the base of Mikdash. But here's Bishar, and he designated an ox to be taken to the Mikdash. Uba Achad Bergonvu, and then came along Shimon and stole that ox. And he was found out, but the ox was no longer around. How much does he have to pay? How much does the Ganav have to pay?
How much does the Ganav have to pay?
Yes, Ganav was found, but the ox was no longer around, so how much does the Ganav have to compensate? Potter Atzer Bekeves. He can only have to give a sheep.
Oh, because that's all he has to do.
Because then he has to get a problem.
Right.
He only has to give... I stole a cow. He stole an ox.
But he didn't steal it from
what's
him.
What's more valuable? He only has to give a sheep.
He stole it from Hector.
So says the Shulz of Geborim that what happens over here, is that, I stole and damaged a ox. But the one I stole from made a deal that with his commitment... that he only has to give an Ola, which is good enough, a sheep. So therefore he got a Hanacha. That in order for what damage I caused him wasn't really an ox. At the end of the day it was really just a sheep. Because his commitment to the Beis HaMikdash can be fulfilled with just a sheep. It's like him getting a Hanacha afterwards. And therefore I only have to pay a sheep. Therefore says the Shulchan Aruch, and from here I learn Yesh Limud Makan. I can learn out from here halacha. Shahaganav Dovah Machaber. Somebody who steals something. And he stole not the owner's item. He stole something which was lent to Reuven. Reuven had something. Reuven had a car, and he stole that car. Reuven borrowed the car, and he stole the borrowed car. Vinispasha hagat nignav imashol. And Reuven, who borrowed the car, made a deal with the real owner of the car. But Dovamur, that he only has to give him a bicycle. So the Ganav says, you who I stole a car from made a deal with the owner that you only have to steal a, pay a bicycle, so I also have to give you a bicycle back, even though I stole a car. You make deals to reduce your loss, so therefore my damage, my requirement to pay for my damage also gets reduced. So therefore, the deals which you make also reduces my obligations as well.
But won't raise your obligations, only reduce my
only reduce obligations. Your obligations.
Why? Because a damaged person has an obligation under the law.
Who would I damage? I damage you, and you, at the end of the day, says, you didn't lose a car, you only lost a bicycle. You didn't lose a ox, you only lost a sheep. So therefore, at the end of the day, it looked like I stole and damaged an ox and a car. At the end of the day, I didn't steal and damage an ox and a car, I only stole and damaged a sheep and a bicycle. So therefore, I only have to pay a sheep and a bicycle. So here also, when you went and got insurance and reduced the damage from 10,000, which I'm hired to pay, you reduced it down to 1,200.
I get the benefits.
I get the benefits. I only have to pay 1,200. I the premium. Premium has nothing to do with the reduction. That's what you got. It's going to. It's indirect damage. It's going to increase your premium for next year. It's not the car. The car. The value. The payment for the fixing the car was 10,000. The insurance paid out of that 8,800. You're paying 1,200. So I damaged you of 1,200 in the car. So only have to pay 1,200. Your premium goes back next year. That means there's a damage in your pocket. In the damage in the pocket, we said you're not chayev.
Are you chayev to make the claim with the insurance company at all?
No.
I'm saying, right, you know, so in this case, Apialacha, do you have to file the claim?
But what happens if you've already filed the claim, already received the money, and now we've got a dinner, and say, can I have it, my money back? You can have your deductible back, because that's how much you're paying to fix the car. Premium, that's your pocket, which I damaged. Your pocket I damaged is not obligated to pay your pocket.
So it's smarter not to claim it.
I don't think it's comparable.
That's all right. And he has to pay the damage.
I still have to pay the majority 10,000 shekel.
Right. The insurance company
does
it for me. The Nizak
or the insurance company reimburses me. But the damage is still 10,000. I wasn't responsible anyway.
Why is that?
The reason is because I paid them premiums up until now in order for them to regulate the risk for me.
What is the damage which I have to pay for this car? The vice.
The damage I have to pay is 10,000
shekels.
No. Forget about the forget about the contract. Let's say it wasn't insured. Wait.
You're asking the question. You're asking the question I want to ask.
You're good at maths. You're
stole,
a tax tax
stole a
expert. Tax expert. One of the best tax experts. But you're making a mistake.
Let me ask you a different question. Okay, I go and I lend somebody a car.
Yes.
Okay? And he totals my car.
Yes.
Okay? And then a relative of mine or his, doesn't make a difference, says, you know what? I'll pay for it. So he's not mechuyev to pay me the damage anymore?
I have a question to ask you.
You're saying good.
I have a question
That's
to
a
ask you.
There's a pre-existing contract. It's different than something
I've
asked.
We'll talk it out. Well, you've got a question, go on.
A guy that steals a car.
One question, with you.
A guy that steals a car.
Yes.
Borrowed.
Yes.
Okay, the guy that borrows in front of me says, if something happens to the car, I just want a bicycle back for you. Why does the guy get away with the car?
No, we're talking about, if the car is in existence, then for sure he has to give back the car. We're talking about the guy stole the car, and he totaled the car. Now, how much money does he have?
Okay, a guy that stole 10,000 pounds. A guy that stole 10,000 pounds, okay? A guy that stole 10,000 pounds from you.
Yes, and it's gone.
A very nice relation comes along to you and says,
I'll give you the money.
And that's the same as Lachlan. We're going to speak it out.
And he gives you the money.
We're going to speak it out. We're going to speak out, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. You're going to say why. What's the difference of the Shulchan Aruch? We're going to speak it out. So, there are two reasons, and everyone has jumped onto the second reason, but there's two reasons why it's not true in our case. Firstly, there is a Minchas Yitzchok who says like this.
Well, both of those cases, it's not his property.
Okay. Firstly, there's the Minchas Yitzchok says like this. Yomer, Dimlokem, Yomer Lahashol, Im Ata Bishalim Izo, Shapi, Im Lo, Oz Il Amcho Lachemet Achrayet, Allah Kabbalah Achrayet Lehem, Vata Tishalim Kolehesit. He can make, so to speak, blackmail. What I mean? You damaged me a car worth 10,000. I got compensated by the insurance that now I only have to pay 1,200. Fine. So you're claiming you only have to pay 1,200 and you don't want to give me the premium. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go back to the insurance company and say, I don't want your money. Here's your money back. Here's your money back. Then I'll go back to Basin and say, I didn't get any compensation. It's 10,000 now. So what do you want me to do? Do you want me to do that and therefore get 10,000 out of you where I can because I didn't get any reduction? Or do you want me to keep the reduction and you give me the 3,300 even though you only require 1,200? But do you want me to really pursue the other course?
How many years would you...
Says because if you're allowed to do such a threat, and if so, he has to, of course, he's going to agree to give the 3,300.
How many years?
Yes.
Good. The deductible goes up for 2 years. The deductible premiums go up for 2 years. Yeah. Something like 2 years.
Leave your safe driver in the United
States. I think it's 3 years.
No, you can say all the facts and you can say, look, I'm releasing you insurance from paying me anything.
They'll be happy.
Don't pay me anything. I'll go after him myself.
I'll go after him. No, but we said at the beginning, in the very first case, that you can't have insurance to...
Like Eric said before. Here, you tell the whole story insurance, they still don't go after Shimon, because Shimon is like Reuven driving the car. Shimon's allowed, according to insurance, to drive the car, and Shimon doesn't have to pay for the damage, because that was under Reuven's insurance.
Just so that's the problem. It's clear on in your advice, you take a big risk. And that is, you have the money from the insurance company, but not all of it. You give it back, and I'm going against Shimon. And Shimon is bankrupt!
So don't do that! First you go to Basin, and you threaten, you say, if you don't pay me the 3,300 up front, then I'm going to go and...
He can do that even after you got the money from insurance?
Now, Webby can do that after he's already received the money insurance, I'm not sure.
Here he doesn't receive it, the car gets repaired and he has to pay the
he's only talking here.
Can you do such, will the insurance take the money back? They given the money?
Will they
give it back?
It would cost them more to get it back.
So if you've already got the insurance, this is not an ATIS. You have to do it before.
And the garage, they approve it and they pay for it. They don't charge you for a bunch of checkers. You have to pay them, they don't pay you anything.
So saying, if it's already taken place, the money has already been fixed and already been repaired and everything, maybe this whole svara doesn't work. It only works if before anything happens, you can say either this or this, but if it's already taken place, too late. You haven't got the option anymore. So then we have to come, and this is where we'll finish tonight. We have to come to the second svara, which is what you're all suggesting. There's a big difference from a Ganav case of the Shulchan Gemara and the insurance case. In the Ganav case, I stole from somebody who borrowed a car, and the owner of the car says, really, that car was damaged by the Ganav. I, the owner of the car, can really go after the borrower, and I could also go after the Ganav, but I'm willing to take a bicycle. So just as I'm saying to the borrower, that I'm willing to just take a bicycle instead of a car, that automatically releases the Ganav from paying a car as well. Only has to pay a bicycle. So whatever you let off, Because they're both the same. It's complicated, but they're both the same. If I got came equally from the borrower and the government, I've let off one, automatically lets off the other. In our case of insurance, the insurance has no commitment obligation over here. What's insurance? Insurance don't own the car. They're nothing with the car. They're like, you know, it's like lottery tickets type of thing. If the car, you pay us lots of money for the next 20 years, and if anything happens to the car, we'll give you money. Not because we're paying to fix the car, because the car is ours and we are obligated to fix the car. We're giving you this money because of the premiums every year. You gave us premiums and you give us money every year. We'll give you a bonus when this event happens. The bonus is the event if the car breaks, or if the bonus is because it rains for 5 days in a row in the middle of the summer. You can make any type of deal with any type of event. So therefore, when the insurance give out money, they're not reducing the debt at all. They're not reducing the debt at all of the damage.
Is it a matana?
The reason why they're giving the money is because of a contract. It's got nothing to do with the actual car. They're not fixing. They're not reducing the debt of the car at all. And therefore, it's like a matana, like somebody from the street giving a matana. Well, I'll pay for fixing it. Of course, then that's not a reduction in your duty. If it's not a reduction in your duty, I can say to you, look, really, I can ask for 10,000. That's your duty. I got a reduction. I didn't get a reduction. That's got nothing to do with the car. I've got this 10,000. I've got nothing to do with it. I can really ask for 10,000, maybe. So I'm being nice. Give me 3,300. And he's mechuyev to give. And that, if you look at the Masham, that's what the Masham says clearly. The Masham, very early, Achron. It's obvious. In insurance, I'll call it. It doesn't make a difference. The person who damaged, the one that burnt it, has nothing to do with the insurance. Go over to Meir Hesed. How would you even think that insurance money should give a reduction to the guy who damaged? Insurance has got nothing to do with commitments fixing the car. That's to do with a special deal. He's giving me a present under these scenarios. He's not compensating me for the car. He's just giving me a deal. That's how insurance is. If so, therefore, I really could basically claim 10,000, not 3,000.
And would that work in basement? The whole 10,000?
So here you can think about the Shiloh next week. We had a big Shiloh in basement not so long ago. Reuven, and this is the Shiloh to think about next week. Reuven rented out his house to Shimon. In the contract with Shimon, it says if the house gets damaged or destroyed by fire, the one who's renting has to pay for the repair of it. It says that clause in the contract of rent. Reuven also had insurance on his house, and Mazel, the house got burnt down. Reuven got his insurance and activated insurance, they got money for insurance. Now he takes Shimon to Basin and he says, yes, I got paid by insurance money for the house, but you are committed to pay me, it says in the contract clearly, if the house burns down, you have to pay to fix it. So therefore, I want you to pay as well. Is he mechuyev to pay?
Yes. The insurance policy.
We had that in Torah in that group in Shimon, and we had in the same in Torah in the car in the previous car what we told him. Once he found out the halacha that insurance is like a present, then he made a further claim. He said, "You know, I don't want just my premium back now. Now that I realize that he's got nothing to do with the reduction of the insurance, I want him to pay for the whole damage of the car. I want to double dip.
Why not?
Can he take double dip?
Why is that different than taking for the premiums also?